Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I am speaking with the great motivator, Miss Stacy N.C. Grant. And one of the things that you have been sharing with us, Stacy, you said it several times, and I know many of us, if not all of us, have really picked up on it. You're telling us that we need to work. What is the value? I mean, does work in and of itself have real value?
It has incredible value, Carl. And when we realize that that is one of the secret weapons to success, it opens up opportunities for us. So I'm going to share with you and your thousands of listeners a little story. So there was a point in my life where diet and exercise wasn't a high priority. I was fortunate enough to have a decent size and ate what I thought was relatively a balanced diet from day to day. And then something called marriage and children happened. And while I love my little princes more than words can say, they distorted my body a tad, as I would like to blame them for not taking responsibility of going back to the old me. So I wanted to work on being the size I was by watching other people exercise and the weight drop off of me. But Carl, I soon found that other people couldn't do that work for me. I had to commit and I had to get to the point where I valued my health enough and the reason that I need to exist for my family enough to do the work to be healthy. And it wasn't just about a dress size. It was about physically being able to do the work that I do through this empowerment platform to be there for my family and those that I love. And it wasn't going to be easy. And it takes each person that's listening coming to a place where they understand it's going to be hard. Let's put that in a whole CD. So if someone told you it was going to be easy, they lied. So let me release you right now to the truth. It's going to be hard, but it's worth it. It's worth the fact that I committed to myself to do what started out as a 12-week challenge to take control of my mind and my body and my health. Got up to run. Now, I can't stand a treadmill, and when my girlfriends used to go running, I would tell them to run an extra lap for me. But I had to get up and do the work. I had to get up, and I started with walking, and then from walking to a light jog, and now to running. I'm not Usain Bolt, but I can definitely get a few miles in to get the heart rate going. And can I tell you, Carl, the kind of fulfillment that you feel inside when you put in the work and you see the results. It just doesn't empower you and make you feel good, but everyone around you will be changed from watching you take ownership of doing the work. It'll inspire them to do the same in their own lives. So while I use the example of health and wellness, it can be in business, it can be in family, it can be in community work. Doing the work, putting that time in, will pay off.
I tell you what, and you said it so beautifully, it will pay off. Do you find that we have a greater sense of fulfillment as a result of working as opposed to thinking about what we need to be doing, knowing we can do it, thinking about it some more, but not actually doing, not making any attempts to really do it?
Oh, definitely. What that caused or causes is high blood pressure, stress, and wow. Then turns into heart attacks, strokes, and aneurysms. And I hope that did some shock therapy for somebody listening, because that's the reality. When you are not able to release yourself from the I should, I want to, you continue to build up frustration. You start to plant seeds of resentment in your spirit when you see other people doing it because you're not doing it, and it's highlighting what you're not doing. No one should be on this planet shortening their time to be here by disease and these sorts of traumas attacking them because they're not living their divine purpose. So when you're able to stop saying, I should, maybe I'll do it next year, or I'll put it off until the summer, or I'll wait till the kids are grown, or I'll wait till there is no perfect time. The time is now, because we're not guaranteed the next breath. So every single one we take in and breathe out, we should value and use it wisely. So what if you didn't start right away? And let me be quite honest. I did wonderful for 2012, got to Thanksgiving and Christmas, and I started eating some things I shouldn't have been eating.
did you keep working out?
But I kept working out, not as consistently, so I have to pay the price. There's no need lying to myself or lying to anyone else because I'm the only one that it'll affect. So I got right back on track, and I said, all right, enough of this, back to knowing what you should be putting in your mouth, and you need to start moving again and doing some more laps and miles, finding things that are fun for me. I like to dance, so Zumba is amazing. Mm. Not an endorsement because they're not paying me to do a commercial, but find something. Finding something that I'm going to enjoy that helps me to honor the commitment to myself. So we'll slip, we'll fall from time to time. In business, we might not make a goal, we might not reach a certain destination that we had planned, but don't sit and cry over what you didn't do. Just pick up and start over again. Every day is a new chance and a new opportunity to move forward with our lives, and that's what the upcoming book release that I have about action, despite the distraction, still moving forward no matter what. And the key that I share in that book is the four leaves of Lux Clover and how that plays out through courage, will, perseverance, and skill.
You know what? I'm going to ask you to talk with us in more detail about that, too, in just a few minutes. But before we go there, something I want to ask you about, because you were talking about the fact that when the person is working, it's not just the value that they bring to themselves, but it's the value that they provide to others who see them working and maybe see some of the results of their work. You've really brought home something that was really, really kind of standing out in my mind several years ago when I was working with some young men who had been locked up. And there was some time during class time, literally class time, when they would be in there and it was time for them to be taking care of their academic responsibilities. And that wasn't going particularly well. You know, you had a few people in there who were really on top of their game. But a lot of them, you know, they may not have been causing any trouble per se, but they weren't focused on their schoolwork. And so I decided that at the time I was in school, and so I decided that since I was in class, I would go ahead and be with them in class. And I started bringing some of my study materials with me. Lo and behold, Stacy, shortly after the young man began seeing me studying, the ones who had been just kind of goofing off, not really focused on anything, began focusing on their work and taking care of their academic responsibilities.
Amazing. And that's the best way to teach, is by example. And you were able to teach, and the power in doing the work, it spilled over on them. It's a winning formula in every single thing that we do. If we do it with excellence and integrity, it's going to affect the people around us, the people that we care about, the people that we love, the people that we watch on a daily basis. And you use that example on them buckling down on their work and saying, wow, well, if Carl is reading and working and studying, maybe I should. You know, what's so interesting in that book, wanting to find out a thirst for knowledge. It's the same thing if you're surrounding yourself with those who are constantly in self-improvement mode, that we don't get stuck and think that we've arrived and we're all that in a bag of chips. Every day is a day for growth, a day for us to put our best foot forward. You know, we have one of the greatest examples in the White House right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Who constantly is looking at ways to better himself, to bring the best ideas, to bring the minds around him that can share where the opportunities lie for this country, for the future, for the children. And modeling that kind of behavior helps to empower those around us, even when it comes to the way we dress and present ourselves.
That is so fascinating.
Oh, yes! Because just even how you came in and you held your head and you had your books, I'm sure that also affected how they started to look in the mirror, how they show up every day, what they have on, how they're talking, how they're speaking, what they're reading. Those are some of the opportunities that lie within living your best life because you're helping other people to do the same. Marianne Williamson talked about that. You unconsciously give people permission to do the same.
That is awesome. And so when you mentioned the business leader who may not have met some goals that he or she wanted to meet, no need to waste time and energy crying about it, but rather go ahead, move from that setback to continue to move forward to do what they can, because that's important not only for them, but for the others in that business or in that nonprofit or in that place of worship, wherever they are, who are watching them.
Exactly. And cheering you on. I had a release date for my book that was set 3 times already, and it didn't happen. And I wanted to just get a little hole and crawl up in and suck my thumb, and then I had to snap out of it because I knew better. But everybody is subject to the same challenge that'll come up when you're off target on a date or a project or something that you wanted to deliver. And you just have to look at it for what it is, acknowledge that it didn't happen. Now what do you need to do to move on and get to the new date and the new launch? Because there's always going to be something that comes up in your life that'll try to get you off track, that'll distract you from your goal and your mission, because there are forces out there that don't want to see good, that don't want to see you succeed, that don't want to see you bring light and happiness into someone's lives. And those spirit of darkness, we're speaking against that. We're rebuking that, and we're calling forth the light, the love, the excitement, the value that you have been divinely created to share with this world. And we will not be cheated. You must do it. It's not an option, and we're all depending on you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please keep what Stacey N.C. Grant just shared in your hearts and your minds. She and I will be right back.